welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. Hey, my friend, welcome back to the Wealthy Coach podcast. I'm your host, Kendra Perry, and I'm pumped. I'm pumped because I really want to talk about this topic. It's something that I've had a lot of success with. It's something that I've done several times over the course of my business, and it's always been successful. And I've found a way to do it recently that is a whole lot less stressful than what I was doing in the beginning, what I was doing previously. So I want to talk about how to successfully execute a multi-day challenge. Now, challenges are not new. They have been around for a long time. I actually ran my first challenge in, I believe, like 2016 or something like that, maybe 2017. And essentially, what a challenge is, I like to think of it like kind of like a mini course or over a series of days where each day you give the person or the audience something to do, a homework or something like that. And then you can give them feedback on that homework. And it's a sell-in to your primary offer. Now, as a health coach, I actually ran two different five-day challenges. The first one I ran was actually for the first launch that I ever did for an online course I created, and that was a huge mistake. It was really stressful. Planning any sort of multi-day event is a huge amount of work, and I was completely ignorant, right? I was super new in my business. I'd never done something like that before. And I was blown away. I did not realize how much content needed to be created. And at the time, I didn't have a team. Like I don't think I had anyone. I was doing everything myself. So I definitely do not recommend that. If it's your first launch, please do not do a multi-day event. Start with like a webinar or a live stream, for God's sakes, okay? Now, the second time I did a challenge, I also did a five-day challenge, but I was a little bit more educated at that point. I had a virtual assistant. And I knew a little bit more about how to actually do things. So that one was successful, but it was still a lot of work. And then I did my next one in, I believe, 2022, the early 2022 for business coaching, and it was for HCA. And while that one was very successful, again, it was really stressful. The way that I was taught to do challenges, I've talked about this a little bit before on the podcast, but I was taught to do a five-day event where basically, it's essentially a four-day challenge, and then there's like a bonus training on the final day, which is the webinar. But the problem with this, and this will work, like this worked for me, but I just found it was so much work. And then you're not only putting together a challenge, but you're also doing a webinar on the final day. And so if you don't have any of that content, if you have to make the challenge from scratch plus the webinar, like you better give yourself multiple months, like 4 months to prepare. And I remember doing that five-day challenge in February 2022 and thinking like, oh my God, like who would do this? This is ridiculous. It was so much work and I was exhausted. And truthfully, I was spending like 12 hours a day giving people feedback on their challenges, right? Because we had hundreds of people in the group and everyone was really engaged, which was amazing. But I was literally on my phone from like 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. giving people feedback on their challenge. That ultimately was a big no for me. After that, I was like, why do I even do this? This doesn't even make sense. And I decided that I needed to do something different, which is where my three-day challenge that I do now, that I've done twice now, was sort of born. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today, because I found this to be actually way more successful than my five-day challenge, and it was a whole lot less work. But with any multi-day event, regardless of what you're doing, even a webinar, you want to give yourself, if you haven't created your webinar, I would give yourself at least a couple months. But if you're planning a multi-day event, then I would give yourself at least 3 months and maybe a little bit more if you don't have a team. Because if you don't have a team, you are literally doing everything yourself and it's a lot. I honestly would probably say if you don't have a virtual assistant at least, then I probably wouldn't run a multi-day event. You're definitely going to want to have support. So you want to start planning about 3 months out, especially if it's your first one. Now, the good news is if the challenge goes well, then you can kind of just rinse and repeat. You basically want to start planning everything so that everything is ready to go, like well in advance. And then when it comes to the actual promotion of the challenge, I usually start promoting about 2 weeks out to my email list, and I might do 2.5 weeks through my ads. And the reason for that is because that just gives me time to kind of scale the ads and get the ads going. And then if I need to make any adjustments, okay? So I always run ads to my challenge, try to get more challenge people, but I usually just target a warm audience. So people who already know me, because that means that my ads are going to be a little bit cheaper and that the person is probably going to be more likely to buy because, again, they already know me. Now, when you're coming up with the topic for your challenge, you want to have one clear topic that has one clear outcome. You want to ask yourself, what is the participant going to walk away with? And you want to make sure it's very relevant to what you're selling. A big mistake that I made with my first challenge is that my program, what was it called? Oh my gosh, I'm having a total brain fart. Oh my God. Okay. I have this hormone program, which at the moment I've totally forgotten what the name of it was, but it was a program on balancing hormones. But the problem was, is that the challenge that I did was on a different topic. The challenge was actually called the Get Your Sexy Back Challenge. And it was all about like feeling better after the holidays, which is great. I had a lot of people sign up for it. A lot of people want to capitalize on that, but you can see how it didn't connect. I was bringing all these people in who just wanted to feel better after the holidays, maybe lose some weight, but they didn't necessarily have hormone issues. Oh my God, the program was called Hormone Power. It was called Hormone Power. I can't believe I totally brain farted on that. But anyways, it did not sell. Long story short, that wasn't successful because the topics didn't align. So you want to make sure that you have a topic that aligns with what you're selling. And you want to make sure that the challenge has one clear outcome. The challenge that I just did in January was called the Six-Figure Wellness Offer Challenge. And the clear outcome that people were walking away with was the education that they needed to know on how to build a offer for their business that would help them generate six figures. So we helped them start to build their online program. Now, is that relevant to what I was selling? HCA helps you build an online program. So you can see how it's very relevant. And this should be relatively easy for you because you should really just be taking it from your program. It should be an aspect of your program. And then you're going to want to break down that bigger topic into three subtopics that you're going to cover each day. And I would choose the most relevant topics. Like, what are the ones that are going to have the most impact? As an example, for my challenge, day one, we covered the niche, or essentially the program topic, because I know that you're not going to have a successful program unless you have a profitable program topic. So that's what we did on day one. And even though a lot of people come into that challenge and they already have a niche, they still are happy to get feedback on their niche because everyone feels a little bit insecure about their niche. So don't worry if you feel like it's really baseline or really intro. If it's something that they absolutely need to have in place to get the result, then you want to do that first, okay? Day two, we talked about how to actually build the program. So we talked about building the unique methodology. Now, obviously, I didn't go into everything that I teach inside HCA, but we went into the first part of that. So that was day two. And then in day three, we talked about how to set up a sales and marketing framework. Okay. When you do this challenge, because typically you're going to be going live for about 30 to 60 minutes each day. I usually go live for about 60 minutes each day, sometimes a little bit less. But what you want to stay away from is teaching too much. Obviously, like we want to give everything. And in the past, when I've done challenges, especially the challenge that I did in February 2022, which was the same topic as the one I just did. It was just 5 days and I gave so much away. I probably gave too much away so that people actually didn't think they needed to join my program because they basically got everything for free. What I've sort of learned, and there's something I call the lose the sale line. And above this line, so envision this imaginary line, and above the line is kind of concepts and stories and like overview. And below the line is how to, nitty gritty, all the details, that sort of thing. The more you move below that line, the more you lose the sale. So we actually want to stay above the line. We don't want to get into too much how-to. We want to stay in kind of bigger concepts, paradigms, story. Essentially what I did is I actually took my webinar because these are all the topics that I actually cover in my webinar. But I basically broke because I have 3 steps in my webinar. So each day I did a step. And you're probably wondering, well, okay, a webinar is typically an hour. How did you fill the time? Well, I actually filled the space with storytelling and speaking to my own experience, people really love story and they like to be able to see themselves in someone else who they deem as successful. I spoke a lot to the struggles that I had early on in my business, which they really related to. And I really tried to sell them the dream through my storytelling. As an example, with day one, when I talked about niching, I talked about how when I started out as a health practitioner, I was taught to do one-on-one. I was charging $100 an hour. I thought that was a huge raise from what I'd been making previously. But ultimately, what I found is that I was just in these sessions all day and my clients weren't getting results and I couldn't keep everyone straight. So I talked about all the struggles that I had pre-niching. And obviously, people in the audience are like, yes, yes, that's me. They get it. Instead of teaching, I really filled the space with talking about my story and my experience. And you would think that people wouldn't find that valuable, but I actually got way better feedback than my first challenge on building a profitable offer, where I actually taught a lot. When you teach too much, you actually just overwhelm people, okay? And so then at the end of each training, you give them a challenge. And this is sort of like homework, something that they need to do each day, but it shouldn't be something that takes them a whole lot of time, right? You're not going to ask them to go out and go shopping and buy their next 2 weeks of meals, right? You're going to get them to do one small task. And what we did, and how you do this will kind of depend on the challenge that you're actually having people do, but I highly recommend having a dedicated challenge post. I went live at 9 a.m. every morning, and then at 10 a.m., we put out our challenge post. And basically, I said, so our day one challenge was to post your program promise in the format of my program helps this type of person solve this problem. And in order for them to get feedback, they had to do it in that thread. And that was an absolute game changer, because in the challenge that I did in February 2022, I just told people to post into the group and I had no rules or boundaries around when they could post. And I didn't say that I wouldn't go back and give them feedback from the previous day. And that's why I was in the group giving feedback for 12 to 14 hours a day, because I had no boundaries. People were just like posting all in the group. It was really hard to keep track of, right? Facebook organizes things weird in the feed. So I was struggling to keep track of everything. And then I was giving people multiple feedbacks, like multiple rounds of feedback. They'd repost, I'd give more feedback and repost. And that was crazy. And that's why I hated that challenge so much and why it overwhelmed me so much, is because literally 14 hours a day of giving feedback. That is not what I want to do. What we did this time is I made sure I had strict boundaries and rules around the feedback. I said, this is our post. You have to post your challenge into the comments, and I will be in the group giving you feedback from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific. And so long as you get your challenge in there by 4 p.m. Pacific, I will give you feedback. And what I said is, I promise that everyone will get one round of feedback so long as they post before 4 p.m. And if there's time left over, I will go back and answer follow-up questions, but I make no promises. Okay. It depends on how much time I have, because it's important that everyone gets one round of feedback. But what I did to sort of compensate for this is, it's a 3-day challenge, but I always have like a bonus day. We had a bonus day on the Thursday. So on day 4, where I actually did a live Q&A. So I said, hey, if you have additional follow-up questions, show up to the live Q&A. And the live Q&A is another opportunity for me to pitch and sell the program. That was a big game changer, because literally the first time I would go live and then I would be giving feedback from like all day long, and then waking up the next morning giving feedback for the live stream. I was just like on my phone. It was so much, versus this challenge where I literally got up, I went live from 9 to 10 a.m. and then I went and did my thing, went for a walk, had some lunch, did whatever, took the day off, and then I gave feedback for an hour. Pretty mellow. It was really only 2 hours of work a day. And when I'm running a challenge, I just basically clear my schedule, right? I just let myself do my own thing in between my tasks. Okay. That was a big game changer, and I highly recommend that. I also recommend that you incentivize people with prizes. It just kind of makes it more fun. We give away a $50 Amazon gift card each day. And to be entered into the challenge, all they need to do is comment on the challenge thread, basically post their challenge. And then we announce it each morning. Now, you don't have to do a $50 gift card. Like maybe you do 20 or 25. I do Amazon gift cards just because it's the easiest. I'm honestly not a huge fan of supporting Amazon, but it's just the easiest because we have people in so many different countries and Amazon is basically in every country. And then we also have a grand prize giveaway. Usually I give away cash with a grand prize giveaway because I think it's fun. I think giving away cash is fun, honestly. And in order to get entered in that, they need to have participated in all 3 challenges, and then we will enter them into a draw. And then I always announce the winner on that bonus Q&A on the bonus 4th day. Okay. Traditionally, at most of the way that people will teach challenge is that you have this 5-day challenge where the 5th day is the webinar. It's kind of like the bonus training. But the reason why I never liked this is because I feel like 5 days is a really long time. It's a long time for people to just kind of like lose steam. Your most engaged day will be the first day. We had 120 people on the first day of our challenge on the live stream, which is amazing. But then on the second day, we had like 80. So that's a big drop. That's like 40 less people. And then on the third day, we had like 60. And then by the fourth day, you have like 40. It's just like people do start to drop off as time goes on. It always kind of didn't make sense to me that we would do the webinar, which is the big selling point, right? That's the selling material, that we would do it on the fifth day when the people were the least engaged. I actually worked with a coach and she was amazing. And she taught me to pitch at the end of day two and at the beginning of day three. And it's a lot less formal. Obviously with a webinar is like a sales video and you have a really hard formal pitch, but I kept it really informal and that sounded really good to me. Basically what I did is we had our day one training and challenge, and then we did our day two training and challenge. And then I basically said, hey, you know, we've had a lot of people reach out and, you know, they're wanting to know more about how to work with me to actually build their own online signature program. And that is true because we always do have some people reach out at the end of day one. And then I went into the day two pitch. And what I did was I really focused on the emotional selling points. Now, in last week's episode, we talked about sales pages and I talked about how we want to start with the emotional selling points, and then we want to finish with logistics. We want to back it up with logistics. And I focused on the emotional selling points. So I really spoke to the benefit, the outcome of what it would be like to come into HCA and walk away with your own profitable online program. I did the pitch at the end of day two, and then I started day three with the pitch. And I remember when I did this, I was like, I don't know. It kind of feels weird to start the day with the pitch. But honestly, people were really into it and nobody complained. And we focused more on like the logistics side of things, like the support that they got with inside the program. And then after that, I went into the day three training. Hopefully you can see how this works, right? Obviously, I wouldn't want to pitch on day one, but on day two, I have most of the people. So we had like 120 people on day one, but we still had 80 on day two, and all of those people saw the pitch. And then we still had a good amount of people on day three see the pitch. And you know what's really interesting about this? Because I remember when I kind of learned this method, I was like, oh man, it seems weird to pitch on day two and day three. It's so early. But then somebody pointed it out to me that they're like, well, Kendra, like you sell off a webinar that is a total of an hour. I'm like, oh, right, I do. So really, this isn't that crazy. Now, on the bonus day four, I did things a little bit different in January than I did in October. In October, we actually brought on a whole bunch of HCA students, both current and past, at all different levels. I wanted people who were newer, you know, who had been in the program for about 6 months and had just started their program. And then I wanted people who were several years out. And that was actually so amazing. I really loved doing that. We had about 7 different students on who basically talked about their program, and we allowed the audience to actually ask them questions. And people were really into that. Now, for the January one, I just didn't really have the bandwidth to find kind of a new group of people. I didn't want to ask the same clients because it's a lot of effort to do that. What I did was I actually just took the video, the recorded video, and I posted that into the group. And I think that was really beneficial. People still loved it and they watched it and they were able to still ask questions. Okay. And then on the fourth day, I did the bonus Q&A. And we had lots of questions about the challenge, but a lot of the questions end up being about the program, right? Because people who are still showing up at that point, like they're really interested. And so those people had a lot of questions about the program. And then I also strategically placed a few questions that I could basically reiterate some of the big selling points of the program. That's your challenge side of things. And yes, it can be a lot of effort to prep for, especially if you don't have a team. Again, I probably wouldn't do a multi-day event if you don't have a team. But the good news is if you do this multiple times, then it's really just a rinse and repeat. The second time I did this, I probably spent maybe a day working on everything. I kind of just updated a few things, looked over things, made sure they were still relevant. But really, it took me about a day. It was really, really minor. Now, keep in mind, I do have a team, right? I have someone who sets up the tech for me. I have someone who set up the Facebook group for me, all of those things. So really, I was just working on emails and content. Now, after the challenge, of course, that's not everything. You know, it's rare. You're probably not going to have anyone buy at the end of the day two pitch. You may get a couple people buying on day three, But really where people buy is in the follow-up, right? So you're going to want a follow-up sequence of emails that goes out with urgency and maybe some bonuses, okay? Our urgency was, this was literally your last chance to work with me inside HCA because I'm actually shutting down HCA, probably temporarily, but indefinitely at this point. I'm actually going to talk about this in next week's episode of why I decided to shut down HCA. I'm going to be really kind of honest and transparent about what's going on. That was really good urgency because there's a lot of people who want to work with me inside HCA, but they've been kind of putting it off and they're not sure. Well, there you go. There's a reason to join now. And then we also offered a price promotion. It's really important to have some level of urgency. Very easy to offer urgency if your program is live and there's a start date and an end date because literally your cart closes. But if you have an ongoing enrollment program, then you're going to want to come up with some sort of bonus or promotion, something that makes people take action. Because if you don't have urgency, then people just aren't going to take action. It's just human nature, right? We're never going to buy something that's always on sale. We're never going to feel any sort of urgency if bananas are always on sale. But if they're just on sale this week for 50% off, then we're going to buy those bananas, right? And so you'll want that urgency and you'll want your sales page. Now, obviously, if you're selling through a sales call, your sales page will drive to a sales call versus an order form, okay? But essentially, that's how I set up a very successful multi-day challenge. I think the most important things to consider are that you need a lot of planning time. Give yourself more time than you think you need, especially if it's your first time. And I recommend doing a three-day challenge. And I recommend actually pitching the way that I did because that was way more successful than any challenge I've actually ever done. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Wealthy Coach Podcast. And I will see you next Monday, same time, same place, where I help you become wealthy AF.